us here have a merry, merry Christmas. 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
We don't feel comfortable about something in Abuja. We have a right to hear the truth.
Because I'm a visitor here in Abuja.
Why is it that they are always right there? What's happening in Abuja?
I pay those safety and police to go there and organize
them. I just turned back now. I'm on Katampe Station Bridge. I want to run through inside Gwarimpa to go.
What's happening in Abuja? What's happening? 9:30 to 12 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back. It is What's Happening Abuja. My name is Fortune. In the streets, I'm called the mayor. How you doing? I hope it goes well with you today. I did tell you that at the 10 o'clock hour, I'll be letting you in on some really, really, really exclusive information. Very important for you to take note of. And it is the fact that the FCTA returns to the land swap initiative 7 years after its suspension. About 7 years after the suspension of the land swap initiative in the FCT, the administration on Tuesday announced its return to the program towards addressing infrastructure deficit in the city. FCT Minister Mohammed Bello signaled the return to the program with the site handover and flag off of Gwagwa District Phase 4 to Gwagwa Concession Company, which is expected to provide basic infrastructure to areas needed in exchange for land. Bello expressed confidence that the full resumption of the land swap program will fast-track provision of infrastructure in areas earmarked for development. Recall that the land swap program, which was initiated by the previous administration, was suspended in 2015 on allegations that it was characterized by corruption. The scheme, which was aimed at addressing infrastructure and housing deficit in the city, is a private-public project which enables contractors to provide infrastructure in newly opened districts while it gets paid with 40% of the total land in the district. So, Gwagwa is in the picture right now. Gwagwa District Phase 4 to Gwagwa Concession Company. Now, if you think about that, Gwagwa is one of the most densely populated satellite areas in the FCT on the Day-Day Karmo route. Gwagwa is right in between. And with all of the talk, you know, all of the people in that area, the issues around traffic, the issues around congestion, you know, and all of that, what this means is that with this concession company getting the land swap, you know, okay from the FCT, it means that there might be some activity, demolitions, you know, and all of that to bring us back to the master plan of the FCT. So Gwagwa Phase 4 is going to be getting in on that. Because, of course, even though it is considered a new layout to be opened up, people already dwell in these places. Now, the question is, why was the land swap, you know, initiative suspended in 2015? Biggest allegation was of corruption. So have those loose ends been sorted out? Have the problems that existed as a result of that initiative been thought about, repurposed and refocused so that we can get better results from the outcome this time? You know, just thinking about those who probably did not know about this agreement, what the FCT land swap was short form for the SCT Land Infrastructure Swap Initiative, designed to address the infrastructure deficit in the FCT. In simple terms, the initiative means engaging the private sector to provide infrastructure in exchange for land. So 40% of the area you are going to develop will be given to you as your payment for developing the 100%. So if it is a 1,000-acre space, then you get 400 acres, and then you develop all of it, you know, ready for, you know, inhabitants to come, take their allocations, move in, build their houses, build market spaces, build, you know, commercial spaces, and develop the entire place. So this was the initiative. And it was suspended in 2015 on account of corruption. The fact that, you know, this administration thought the previous administration in carrying out that particular process, you know, was a bit corrupt in carrying it out. The question is, what is different? Is this the way to go? Is this the only way to go in managing the infrastructure deficit? Of course, something had to be done. The prices of houses, the rent, prices for land, all manner of things, it has just been completely out of this world, totally too high, you know. But if you look at the process for land allocation and all of that, for those who actually go through it, you know, downloading the form, paying your allocation fee of 100,000 naira and all of that, you know, seem like the simple parts. But you do that, it might take ages for you to ever get it, if you ever get it. But with the land swap agreement, new areas will be opened up. And, of course, this should also fast-track allocations and all of that. This was the thinking behind it at the very beginning. But what do you think? Does this solve our problem in the immediate term? How do we cut out the corruption? And, of course, at the end of the day, what does this mean for development organizations, talking about real estate firms and all of that? Is this what they wanted, or how it's been working? Of course, if the land swap, of course, was not working before now, how have the real estate firms been getting their allocations? Just regular allocations, just by going and applying and getting the Global CFO for the area you got and all of that, and then you develop based on the recommendations of the organization. Well, we're back to land swap. Guagua in the eye of the storm. What say you? Call me up. 0700951000. That's 0700951000. Right, I'll be taking your calls and your messages as we continue on this over the next few minutes. Somebody sent me an emergency. L Credit Legal Department. Okay. Oh, wow, somebody has borrowed money and then they sent us the stuff here to make sure we help them catch him. Good morning, Mayor. Okay, Anthony Onyilo, I see your message. Okay, all right, so I see the rest of them are on sports. But I see there's someone who's trying to reach us on the phone lines. Go ahead and call us right back and we'll take your call. If you've never called us before, the number is simple, 0700951000. Hello and good morning.
Yeah, but good morning once again. This is Barrister.
Welcome, Barrister.
Yes, let me say, by way of an opener, that there's no area of our national life that is not suffused with corruption. You see, the land swap scheme was also criticized as a way of further reaching the few rich in society, as the people will not be able to access plots in this way because of the profit motive behind the venture. It was argued that if the federal government could not directly finance the open up of new districts, then it was better to issue bonds and access soft developmental loans to develop what essentially should belong to all Nigerians. The counter argument was that the open up of new districts to ginger more economic activities that will benefit all Nigerians. And the developers were mandated to provide the housing needs of the middle and low classes at concessionary rates. So I don't know why it was stopped, actually, the core reason. But it was meant to facilitate private sector participation
in the development of
Multi Street in the Federal Capital Territory.
Yes.
And the participants were supposed to pay a commitment fee, not commitment of 350 million naira on the presentation of a business plan and so on. The other conditions. So if they are introducing it, I hope they have, actually fine tuned the modalities
yes.
for this.
Yes.
And as I said, there's no area of our national life that does not reflect the corrupt practices. We hope and pray that this time around, the objectives behind the land swap issue will be met. And the low-income people will benefit as well, not just the rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main
that's where the crux of the issue is.
That's the main crux, yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barrister Hassan, for your insight on this. The fact that, of course, some of the commitments that were to be met by the private sector individuals and organizations was also quite steep and would eventually cause them to want to raise their own stakes to get their investment back. Because, I mean, they are not... philanthropists, they are business people. They came to do business, so you get the land, you spend money on putting down infrastructure, which is not cheap to do, talking about road networks, talking about water, talking about electricity. You do all of that, you develop the area based on the specifications of the FCTA. If you go to the Idu area, it will give you a picture of what we're talking about. Go to Guzape area, it will give you a picture of what we're talking about. We're talking dualized highways, we're talking full asphalt highways, we're talking with pavements, with sometimes paintings, we're talking for some of the places underground power distribution networks, we're talking... underground sewage systems in such areas. We're talking about piping for water and all of that. To develop all of this infrastructure, a lot of funds would have to go in. And then, think about it, after having to drop a, say, $300 million commitment fee at that time. So these are some of the areas that make it a scary one to think that, okay, we're back to this. Because at the end of this, somebody is going to have to pay. Nothing is free. Somebody is going to have to pay for the investment that the private sector has, the companies have put in to developing the areas. Somebody is going to pay. And that would come down to whoever is trying to get either an allocation or get some money, get his own space within the areas that the developers have developed. Going by experience, if you go to some of the older places that were developed by some of the private developers over those years, you would agree with me that the infrastructure placed in these places has not necessarily stood the test of time. We have certain places where you go to and you wonder, were roads ever made in this place? And the truth is, yes, roads were made, but they've been washed up completely. Or they were made halfway and they didn't continue, or the contractors did not finish off and all of that. Are we ready, for the actual development of some of these new layouts and to develop them sustainably for the future? What say you? Call me up on 0700-951-0000. For those who have... indicated their displeasure about the silence of the FCT minister. In this particular case, he actually spoke. He was the one who flagged this off with the Gwagwa district Gwagwa Concession Company, which is expected to provide basic infrastructure to areas needed in exchange for land. It is said that the FCT minister himself, Mohammed Bello, signaled the return to the program with the site handover. And that return was endorsed by the Federal Executive Council on Wednesday, which approved the resumption of the Federal Capital Development Authority land swap initiative to address infrastructure deficit in the capital. So the minister made this known at the end of the council meeting presided over by President Muhammadu Buhari on Wednesday at the presidential villa. According to the minister, the land swap initiative was started by the previous FCT administration before it was suspended. Okay, so reports that existed that the initiative, whose worth was put at about 1 trillion naira under the previous dispensation, was designed to remedy the infrastructure deficit in the FCT by swapping land with private investors who would in turn provide necessary infrastructure. Mr. Bidler said the resumption of the initiative followed a memo he presented to the council, adding that some amendments were made to the original form of the initiative by establishing a legal framework to protect all parties. The minister said, and I quote, "Today at the Federal Executive Council meeting, I presented a memo and an update on the FCT Land Infrastructures Swap Initiative to the Federal Executive Council." And after a lot of deliberations, the Federal Executive Council approved the FCDA Land Infrastructure Swap Initiative, which is popularly known as Land Swap, which was commenced some time ago by previous FCT administration. After a review of what has transpired over the years and also the changes made, the Federal Executive Council approved that we now should continue with the land swap initiative on the basis of amendments to the procedures as well as new safeguards introduced so that investors, the FCT government, as well as uptakers would be protected. He expressed the hope that the initiative would reduce the overall housing deficit within the FCT. A hope that we all share together. So, of course, we wait to see how this pans out, what it means for FCT residents, and how we can take advantage of it. Good morning, Fortune. Good to hear your voice on this platform. My name is Christian from Pape. Christian, I see your message. What do you say concerning the initiative being restored? Good morning, presenter. Okay. Okay, I see this person basically sending us a shout out to do for him a little later. I also see that Christian is doing us a voice note, which is something we these days accept here. You can actually send us a voice note and we'll be glad to take it. Also send us a message on WhatsApp if that works better for you. Hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Hey, yo.
Welcome.
My name is Shibi.
Okay. Welcome.
Yeah, the Land Swap Initiative is a good initiative if followed to the letter. But from the past experience, you look at it, some people also outsmart the government because they don't provide the quality of infrastructure that should have been provided if government have handled those things.
Mm.
Yes, government do not have enough money, I mean, to be able to construct every road, every drainage, every the infrastructure. But when they're given land, okay, this land, sell it, make money from it, they provide infrastructure from it, good estate. Government will have some part, they can, I mean, there's some part that for government. But many of these people, they don't do that. Go to Lukogoma as an example. It's an example of land swap. What do you see there? Go to those estates. They abuse everything. Where they should not build their allocated land, they will allocate land. Now flood everywhere. And flood and when people pay for that house, those something are losing now because they have to remove them. Who will compensate them? So the government needs to follow to the letter and make sure that every term and condition are fulfilled. If not, they will just contain the government and the people that will buy those land because these people are greedy. They want to make more money. They will turn green areas, flood areas, to accommodate and allocate it. And in the end, people are going to suffer for it and they will not be able to require their money back.
Mm.
Thank you.
Thank you, GB, for your thoughts on this. Definitely opening up a can of worms there. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Mayor.
Welcome. What's your name, sir?
Toby calling from Jai.
All right, good to hear from you.
Yeah. I don't know whether I should give an assignment. When the thing was suspended, by this new administration? What did they put in place for the past 6.5 years? Is it just now that they are waking up? Well, listen, I don't really understand this. You know my complaint about this man. Anytime he comes out to do something, he's always, I don't know. I don't understand. Anyway, you see that you are here, so help us to interrogate him. What is this in the interim? Now that you are coming out to say a fine aspect of this program. And then, well, what did you just say? What can we do to see that they are not abusing, buy it and try to
extort people.
And all of the strategies that we see around. They are not properly known.
Yeah,
if they hear that I'm living in Jai, they come there behind the building page of society. They all are part of the road network. Like the thing I'm saying, the road network is not even there. Except you go to a place like Gilmore, that's the area that the road develops.
It's
part of what I'm saying, the road, there's no road. No, really. So whenever the rain comes, so, I don't want to talk to my dear mayor.
Oh, wow.
A lot of wrong things. And the way they allocate land, so that the next plot to be, you can see through their windows. There is no space in this, no space at all for you to even do any gardening. No space, you need to allocate the land. They're easier.
Wow.
It's terrible. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you so much. Well, I mean, looking at it from another perspective, if this administration, after considering, you know, because they say governance is a continuum, right? After considering, you know, a certain policy of the previous administration, even if it was, you know, from another party, and they see that, oh, this you know, idea is a good idea for the development of our country, and we decide, okay, you know what, let's take it, let's refine it, let's do it again. Is that so bad? One more call. Hello?
Mayor.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Quickly,
Correct
guy.
My question is that, just like what the last caller said, why now? And again, Mayor, can I tell you, today is 15th of December. This law that this FCC administration brings is for themselves. Bet me. They try to do this in Apo. You know, they are about to chase all these fast sellers at Apple Mechanics. Maybe because it's not working. They now feel that it is a guagua side that is going to work. Immediately you are reading about it, I just remember, I said the Molizan is on the land. That's what they want to do. They want to use spite to chase people who are building in that side of house. And they will give the land to their friends. You will see all the new senators that are in National Assembly. Almost 3 years now. Some of you are complaining that they are renting on
Emma's
space.
All right, I need to let you go. It's time for a break.
Let's talk about the biggest conversation. May the trustworthy ideas passionately connect us to everyone. Let's talk a Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
On their vehicle are running, leaving their vehicle.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report your destruction.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue like this.
95.1 Nigeria Info. Abuja. Let's talk.
Out of the hut of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the hope and the dream of the slave.
It's okay.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info,
your mic is always on. Let's talk.
It's okay. It's okay. Let me address
it. It's okay.
It's okay.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info, your mic is always on. Let's talk.
This is a sponsored program. Let's talk.
Blame the politicians, but what about the electorate? The electorate also is to be blamed. The electorate has insatiable thirst and hunger for things that they have not worked for. They have been trained and they no longer listen to ideas. One of the pains that one has to endure when you confront your typical African electorate is to convince the electorate that ideas count for something. Many times when you address the electorate and you are waxing eloquent telling them, when I'm elected, I'm going to ensure that we have good health services. We are going to ensure that we have good schools. We are going to ensure that we create opportunities for innovation and invention and create opportunities for young men and women. They are waiting for you to finish. They will tell you, we hear you. We know you are going to do all those beautiful things. But in the intervening period, I must eat. And therefore, no matter how beautiful your ideas are, if you don't carry money on that day, your ideas, like the elephant before them, will never fly.
Back to back and back of the biggest talk on your number one station for talk, Nigeria Info.
This is Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
That's the place where you can get it all trending.
People are dropping on their vehicle and running, leaving their vehicle.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report your destruction.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue like this.
95.1.
To go back to Africa, I hear you. When I was in Zimbabwe, when I left Zimbabwe as a doctor, in the hospital where I worked, when I wanted to perform surgery, there were no gloves. All the things were not there. And my salary was the equivalent of 50 United States dollars. Should I have remained in Zimbabwe? I said no. And what is my point? My point is, if we want to retain the best men and women in our environment, let us compensate them. Yes, you compensate them accordingly. Because I do not know whether they used to say it here in Lesotho, go to school, get a good job and enjoy good life. Now you go to school in many African countries, you go to school, get your qualification, engineer, doctor, teacher, lawyer, and that is when you begin to suffer. Because your parents now say you have a qualification, you can't live in our house. And that is why you see young Africans are suffering, trying to go to the United States of America, trying to go to Europe to look for opportunities. I was recently in a place called Hargeisa in Somaliland. And a Somali gentleman who was speaking, and we were talking about migration, this is what he said, and I love this day. He said, everybody would love to be at home, unless your home is the mouth of a shark. Everybody would love to be at home. Every person from Zimbabwe that you see outside of the country, every African that you see in Europe, every African that you see in the United States, if you ask them, given a choice and holding all factors constant, where would you want to be? Home. The reason why people run away from home is that there are no opportunities. So in order to retain our people at home, we must create opportunities. How do you create opportunities? Doesn't mean that the people from Lesotho will not go outside. The world is a village, and I expect the Basotho to go and work in South Africa. Nothing wrong with it. But I expect people to go and work in different parts of the world. Nothing wrong with it.
would have followed you.
Nigeria Info. Your mic is always on. Let's talk.
There's a place where you can get it all trending.
Who are dropping on their vehicle and running, leaving their vehicle.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report your destruction.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue.
95.1 Nigeria Info. Abuja. Let's talk.
With it. The only problem that I have is that you become an economic refugee simply because the home is so hostile that there is nothing to do. That is the plight of Africa because we misapply resources. Look at the Chinese, and I'm sure you see them here in Lesotho, as I see them in Kenya, as I see them in different parts of Africa. Young ones, they are in their 20s and parties, the very same age that the people who came to colonize us were, 20s and 30s, because they sent people who are unmarried without family commitment. They are the ones who came.
I'm delighted to welcome us all here, our most anticipated preacher.
They come here in Lesotho. In a room that is 10 by 10 feet, they leave five of them, eating bowls of rice, living modestly. Within 5 years, their mouths are millionaires. and they are sending money home. In other words, they are away from home, but they think about home. Lesotho, like all African countries, must create an environment that makes it attractive for them to become citizens who are loyal to their country. No Botswana wants to leave Botswana. None. I remember in 1994, when we were studying, if you met a student from Botswana, the allowances that they were given by their government were attractive. $1,000 in 1994. They live like kings and queens. And here you are from Kenya, from Lesotho, from Uganda. When you have $100, you think you have won lotto that somebody talked about here. So I'm saying, don't move away. Don't run away from Lesotho. Because if you run away from Lesotho, who is going to make Lesotho? Who is this person? Which angels have talked to you that they are coming here to do the work that you are supposed to do? Be here. Because God has blessed you. You are here, in both here and there. Be here. And talk to government. Governments are going to change. Those of you who are slightly older, the good general here will remember in 1960, what was Botswana? What was the Pula? Nothing. They just made a deliberate decision to make their resources useful to their people. And I think that it can be done. And you who are in government know that it can be done. We know there are difficult times for all countries because of COVID. And we know sometimes because of these tariff and non-tariff barriers, Lesotho becomes difficult. It becomes difficult for Lesotho to transact. Suppose you made yourself. I do not know whether you are too religious to have casinos here. But if you could make some casinos here, you become a tax haven here. Here in Lesotho, deliberate effort, what Mauritius is now doing. Look at what Mauritius is doing. They have stopped growing this nonsense sugar cane. They have now become a financial hub. Look at what Seychelles is doing. Look at what Cabo Verde is doing on this continent, little islands. Look at what Dubai did, nothing, desert, zero. Look at what they did. Nowadays, if you are in the middle class and you don't tell your friends you've been to Dubai in the last 6 months, you think you are finished. So there are many things that can happen and should happen. And I think that within these, I mean, I'm very impressed. When I look at in Africa and the good generals and brigadiers here will tell you, it used to be the case that people who joined the military in many African countries were people who did not go to school. Look at the quality of our men and women in defense forces nowadays. Amazing. In all sectors.
There's a place where you can get it all trending.
Who are dropping on their vehicle and running, leaving their vehicle.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report your destruction.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue.
95.1 Nigeria Info. Abuja. Let's talk.